Well, hello, radio friends, and greetings in the precious name of my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Minor Hawk, once again introducing you to another Voice of the Gospel radio broadcast. And friends, I thank God today that I can bring before you the wonderful story of His redeeming love. Yes, friend, God is a God of love, a God of mercy, and a God of matchless grace. And I can tell you all of this because I know it to be true from personal experience. Yes, on June the 2nd, 1952, after being convicted of my sinful and degraded condition in God's sight, I accepted His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as my own and personal Savior. On that day, I was born again. I was saved. I was made a new creature in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the reason, my friend, I'm having these radio broadcasts of the gospel. I want to tell others what God has done for me and what He can likewise do for them. Let us ask God's blessing on the broadcast. Our God and Father, we bow in Thy presence today to thank Thee again for Thine unspeakable gift. We thank Thee for the Lord Jesus Christ who left Thy throne above, came down to this sin-cursed earth, and went all the way to Calvary's cross, and there shed that precious blood which alone cleanseth from all sin. Bless Thy word about to be read and spoken from here today, for we ask it in His name. Amen. Now, friends, today I want to direct your attention to several verses of Scripture. The first is found in Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9, and we'll read together verse 6. And he, meaning Saul of Tarsus, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the Lord will add His blessing to the public reading of His word. Now, friends, today, with the help of the Spirit of God, I'd like to direct your attention to a sudden change, a sudden call, a sudden calamity, and a sudden coming. First of all, the sudden change. In Acts chapter 9, we have a fervent persecutor of Christians named Saul of Tarsus, and he hated the Christians with a fervent hatred. He was on his way from Jerusalem on up to the city of Damascus in Syria to lay hold upon those who followed the Lord Jesus Christ. Ah, but my friend, he had an interview with the Lord Jesus Christ that day. Yes, there was a sudden change. He now acknowledges Him as Lord. He says, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? I believe that's the best definition of lordship that you'll find anywhere. What wilt thou have me to do? You know, over in Acts chapter 16, you recall how Paul and Silas were in the jail there at Philippi, and the Philippian jailer cried out, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And friend, what was the answer he was given? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Yes, there are some people today, and they don't want to go down to hell. They're looking for a fire escape. They want a Savior, but they don't want a Lord. Friend, He's the Lord Jesus Christ. Over in Romans 10 and verses 9 and 10, here's what we read. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Then 3 verses later we read that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You think of that scene there at Calvary. That one thief that was saved just before he died. In Luke chapter 23 and verse 42, he says, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Friend, he acknowledged the lordship of Christ. Now, I'll tell you one thing. There are a lot of people today, and they're saying, Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Listen, friend. That's not salvation. No, no. Isn't that what happened in Matthew chapter 25? To the 5 foolish virgins who weren't ready when the Lord came. In verse 11, they said, Lord, Lord, open to us. We read in verse 12 where he says, I know you not. I know you not. Again, back in the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord Jesus Christ tells us in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21, Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. For many shall say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out demons in thy name? Have we not done many wonderful works, all in the name of the Lord? And he says, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Friend, listen. Listen. I read in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Yes, friend, when you get saved, you don't live for the devil. There's a sudden change. A sudden change. And you might not accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord today. You might die in your sin and go down to hell, but I want you to know that there's going to be a day when you'll acknowledge Him to be Lord. It'll be too late then, of course. But here's what we read in Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. We read that the Lord Jesus Christ was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted Him, and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. In heaven, on earth, under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Friend, you'll either acknowledge Him as your Savior and Lord now, or else down in hell you'll have to acknowledge that He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But friend, it'll be too late then insofar as your salvation is concerned. Now the next thing I want you to notice, in addition to a sudden change, is a sudden call. A sudden call. In Luke chapter 12, we read of the farmer who was so blessed of God, he said, I'm going to tear down my barns and build greater, then I'm going to say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And in verse 20, here's what God says, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. What a solemn thought. Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. I think of the late Princess Diana and her death. My, how unexpected it was. Little did she realize that day that that was going to be the last day she'll ever live. Friend, death is a solemn thing. It isn't to be taken lightly. It's a sudden call. In Hebrews 9 and verse 27 we read, it is appointed unto men once to die. And after this, the judgment. But friend, listen. Most people on the face of the earth today, whether they realize it or not, and whether you believe it or not, most people who are on the earth, who are accountable to God for their sin, are going to spend all eternity in the place that Jesus Christ called hell. In the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord Jesus Christ tells us in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, enter ye in at the straight gate. Because wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life eternal, and few there be that find it. That's what he says, friend. Most people today are on the broad road going down to hell, and ultimately, the lake of fire. But my, what a contrast for those of us who are saved. It's going to be a sudden call, all right. Maybe today. In the Song of Solomon, chapter 2 and verse 10, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. And in Revelation 4 and verse 1, the Lord Jesus Christ says, come up hither. Come up hither. Yes, we're going to leave this scene of sin and sorrow. We're going home to be with Him like our Lord Jesus Christ, and it's going to be a sudden call. Perhaps today. And then we read of a sudden calamity. A sudden calamity. In Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 1, he that being often reproved or warned, hard of his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. My, what a solemn thought. He that being often reproved or warned, and some of you listening in today, you've heard the gospel for many, many years, and you're still outside of Christ. You're still on the broad road going down to the pit. Friend, you have no love for the Lord Jesus Christ, and His death for your behalf at Calvary's cross. Well, the warning is given. There's a sudden calamity just ahead. He that being often reproved, hard of his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Way back in the book of Genesis, chapter 6 and verse 3, here's what God says. My spirit shall not always strive with man, and neither he shall. You may have been concerned about your soul last week. Friend, are you as concerned about your soul today? Are you, my friend? God says, my spirit shall not always strive with man. God may take you at your word. Up until now, whether you realize it or not, when you rejected the gospel, you've been saying no to God, the one in whose hand your very breath is. Friend, what if God says, all right, I believe you mean what you say. I won't bother you anymore. I'll withdraw my Holy Spirit. He'll never warn you again. My spirit shall not always strive with man. I think of that man over in Acts chapter 24 called Governor Felix. My, when he heard the gospel, he trembled. And what did he say to Paul? In verse 25, here's what he says. Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. We never read we ever had a more convenient season. The likelihood is he's down in hell. Then two chapters later on, in Acts chapter 26 and verse 28, we read of the man called King Agrippa. And he, too, was convicted of his need of Christ. Did he get saved? Absolutely not. He says in Acts 26 and verse 28, almost thou persuadest me to become a Christian. I wonder if there's someone out in Radio Land today and you're almost persuaded to trust Christ as your Savior, but the devil is telling you to put it off. Put it off for a more convenient season. Ah, my friend, there are millions of souls down in hell today and they were almost saved. Almost saved means completely lost. Then we have a sudden coming. A sudden coming. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Yes, there's a sudden coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it might be today. There need be not one prophecy fulfilled before the Lord Jesus Christ comes to the air to claim from the world his own. No, my friend, Jesus Christ may come today. And if he came today, you who are unsaved would be left behind for the divine judgment of a sin-hating God. So, friend, that's the reason I have these Voice of the Gospel broadcasts. I want you to know, my friend, I want you to know that time is running out. The coming of the Lord draweth nigh. He tells us in Revelation chapter 22, in verse 7, behold, I come quickly. In verse 12, behold, I come quickly. And in verse 20, the last recorded words of the Lord Jesus Christ, surely I come quickly. Yes, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. But friend, listen. These words were written to Christians, those of us who are saved, those of us who can look back to a time in our life when after hearing the gospel, after we were convicted of our need of Christ, we repented of our sin and trusted God's Son as the Lord Jesus Christ, the only one who could save our soul. Friend, listen. There's going to be a sudden coming. And I read in Luke chapter 17 and verse 34, two shall be in one bed, the one taken, the other left. Two shall be grinding at the mill, the one taken, the other left. Two shall be working in the field, the one taken and the other left. Tell me, friend, if the Lord Jesus Christ were to come today, would you be taken or would you be left? Friend, in closing, I plead with you today, in love for your soul and in view of eternity, I plead with you to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, as your own and personal Savior. Make him the Lord of your life. And friend, if you do, you'll be ready for the sudden coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it may be today. I plead with you, friend, to trust Christ before it's too late. Yes, accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior, because if you do, according to God who cannot lie, you'll be saved for time, and thank God, you'll be saved for all eternity. And remember, my friend, this is for eternity. Yes, this is for eternity. Let us pray. Father in God, we ask thy blessing upon the word just gone forth. Save souls, for we ask it in his name. Amen. Now, friends, this concludes another Voice of the Gospel broadcast. Until our next broadcast, Lord willing, this is your Voice of the Gospel speaker, Minor Hawk, wishing you and yours God's very richest blessing, which is salvation through faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Good day.